over the past few days, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard has unveiled shocking new evidence that former President Barack Obama and top aides in the Obama administration conspired to subvert President Trump's 2016 election victory and undermine the democratic will of the American people. While publicly pretending to engage in a peaceful transfer of power, in private, former President Obama went to great and nefarious lengths to try to sow discord among the public and sabotage his successor, President Trump. The new evidence released by the Director of National Intelligence, who is here with me today, confirms that the Obama administration manufactured politicized intelligence, which was later used as the justification for baseless smears against President Trump in an effort to try to delegitimize his victory before he even took the oath of office. The truth is that President Trump never had anything to do with Russia, and the Russia collusion hoax was a massive fraud perpetuated on the American people from the very beginning. And the worst part of this is Obama knew that truth, and so did all of the other corrupt officials involved in this scam, including former CIA Director John Brennan, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, former FBI Director James Comey, former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, and many others. Director of National Intelligence Gabbard's report further confirms what we already knew. There was no collusion, no corruption, except on the part of Barack Obama and the weaponized intelligence agencies at the time. The Russia hoax was a blatant lie, all ginned up by Democrat political operatives that were signed off on by then-President Obama and leaked to the news media to launch a years-long witch hunt against President Trump and his first administration. Allies of the president, including his own son, Donald Trump Jr., were disgustingly smeared as Russian assets, and some even had their lives destroyed because of this vicious lie. The president's first 2 years in office had this fake distraction hanging over it, and endless resources, time, and political capital were spent having to debunk these lies from the highest levels of our government. Now, nearly 10 years later, thanks to the declassification of documents by Director Gabbard, the truth has finally come to light. And this truth vindicates President Trump, his family, and his many allies and associates who were smeared with defamatory lies. President Trump was right from the beginning about all of this, and we are grateful that justice can be served. Now, we have even more damning evidence implicating those who tried to sabotage a duly elected president and did grave material harm to our republic. Thanks to additional important work done by CIA Director Ratcliffe, Committee Chairman Rick Crawford over the past few months, a newly declassified 2020 report prepared by the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, which DNI Director Gabbard has declassified, found that the intel community did not have any direct information that Russian President Vladimir Putin wanted to help elect President Trump in 2016. And in fact, Russia was actively preparing for a Hillary Clinton victory. But at the unusual direction of Barack Obama at the time, the intel community published implausible intelligence suggesting otherwise. Why? To sabotage the incoming president. This is truly one of the greatest political scandals in American history. And reporters at legacy outlets, some of which are sitting in this room today, like the New York Times and the Washington Post, were ridiculously awarded Pulitzer Prizes for their perpetuation of this hoax. It's well past time for those awards to be stripped from the journalists who receive them. It is not journalism to propagate political disinformation in service of the Democrat Party and those in the intelligence community who hand over out of context and fake intelligence to push a false political narrative.